From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, in for Robin Young and Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And let's start in Greece. The country's financial situation grows more critical by the day as voters look ahead to Sunday's referendum, which could determine Greece's future in the Eurozone. But no matter how the vote goes, here's one clear way to better understand the intense impact this economic crisis is already having on average Greeks. Almost 20% of the country's population cannot meet its food needs. And the government can't help, so citizen-run solidarity groups are stepping in. Alexander Theodoridis is co-founder of Borome. His group distributed 500,000 meals around Greece during the first 3 months of this year alone. He joins us now from Athens. And Alexander, I wonder if you could give us a picture. What does it look like, for example, on grocery store shelves right now?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, what I did, what I've experienced myself. 2 days ago, I went to the supermarket, and indeed, the shelves with pasta, rice, and tomato sauce were, you know, diminishing. Their shelves were getting empty, and that's the first time in my life that I've seen that. Yesterday, I was speaking in a meat market with a guy, and he was telling me that, you know, next Tuesday, Wednesday, it will be difficult to get beef because we're not importing anything right now, and we're not producing beef meat, so basically nobody knows what will happen come Monday.
I mean, Greece has been in a crisis. Obviously, that crisis is especially acute this week with the banks closing and severely restricting the kinds of withdrawals that people can make. Who do the Greeks themselves that you speak to, who do they hold responsible for this? Because it is quite disturbing to hear that a growing number of Greeks have to look to private organizations to get enough to eat.
Yes, well, it's not a black or white situation, as you can imagine. It's a very complex matter that has its roots in the past decades of bad politics that started probably in the 80s, and now it has resulted after several decades of bad government that has a different understanding about our position in Europe and our position in the world altogether. So it depends actually of who you ask in order to get to where he's going to point the finger of blame. But if you ask me, it is, you know, many people are to blame. The governments before that actually brought us to that economic situation in the past years. And the government now as well, because they have been not very responsible in the way that they have been handling this situation.
Well, it seems very clear that in terms of a social safety net, the Greek government has been unable to meet the needs of many Greek citizens. And these so-called solidarity groups have really stepped in. I mean, I wonder if you think that even if these solidarity groups are going to become a permanent part of civil society there in Greece.
Yes, that is a fantastic question. I mean, civil society has not had deep roots in this country for many reasons. And now we are witnessing in the past years a second wave, if I can put it like that, of growth of new NGOs like ours, who are tackling matters that the state is unable to do. And let me clarify that in our understanding, NGOs will never get the position of a social welfare state. That is impossible. Even Bill Gates, giving $100 billion, says that I could never replace, and it's not my aim to replace, a social welfare state. This is not what we want to do. We just want to help as much as we can with our own means, okay? And of course, as you say, because the state has been stepping down from many areas, because it just doesn't have the money anymore to do that, more and more NGOs are sprouting and trying to help more and people in need right now in our society. And in a couple of years, you'll come and have your vacation here, and we'll meet for a coffee in Athens, and everything looks fine. I hope that, you know, the second wave of NGOs started from a very bad situation like this crisis will have been established, and a new understanding of civil society will be in place and will be there to stay for good.
Finally, Alexander, I'm just curious, if I may ask, do you know how you're going to vote on the referendum this weekend?
Absolutely. I'm half German, half Greek. I've studied in Munich in Germany and in London. I've lived many years abroad. and I understand myself first as a Greek and second as a European, and but not very far away the one from another. And I see myself in this continent, and I understand that I'm fully aware that the only chance that we have in the future to have some growth and get out of this crisis is within the European institutions and not outside of them.
Well, Alexander Theodoridis is co-founder of Boromei, or We Can. That's an organization that connects food donations to aid distributors in Greece. He's speaking to us today from Athens. Alexander, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.